Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Everyone, this is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. We're going to have a good show tonight. We got Joanne Leo here back, and she's a numerologist, and I know you guys just love her. So I'll bring her on, and we'll get the show started. Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Hi.
Everybody's excited to have you on. What do they need to tell you when we call on them? What do you need from them so you can do their numerology?
Well, you know, just to give them a highlight that I'm reading your soul. So I'm going to just do a little snippet because it's not a full chart. So we'll just do their first name and their birthday.
Okay.
With numerology, is that's how you're registered in heaven. So each year changes the influence of your birthday, so I'm going to tap into that too. Okay?
Oh, they're going to love that. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get started?
I'm ready. I need first name and birthday.
904.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and what's your birthday so she can do your numerology?
Hi, Stacy, 12/16/72.
12/16/72, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, this is right now I'm going to do your personal year, and this is a year for you to balance things out, people, places, and things, and to get things straight or to, you know, state your case or lay out your boundaries, figure things out, sort things through. Does that make sense, hon?
Yes, it does.
So this is a perfect year for you to do this. This is all about you, really, seriously. It's kind of like your guardian angel saying, okay, let's get busy here.
Mm-hmm.
So I really feel like April, May, and June is all about work or what you need to work on, and it's going to be probably putting you under a little bit of pressure or whatever, but that's okay. And then we've got July, August, and September. It's all going to be about being true to yourself and setting some new boundaries for yourself. And then when I get into October, November, and December, I feel like you're going to get the success that you've been working towards in this April, May, and June. Now, with your birthday, too, in a previous lifetime, you died of either alcohol or drugs. So in this lifetime, you have to be very careful with substances, even prescription medicine. So you have to be careful. You might have to take a different dosage or less dose or whatever. And also with this karmic influence, it may not be you that has the problem, but you may be surrounded by people or making your choices of being surrounded with people so that you learn the soul lesson not to fall into that trap. Okay, Stace?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, what I'm getting is it's a whole new beginning for you, so you have to say yes to stuff. So whenever you're presented with an opportunity, go for it.
Okay.
He who has a
I've been doing that. I've been doing that. Mm-hmm.
Good girl. All right. Thank you, Stacy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, how do people get a hold of you?
The best way they can call me is the easiest way, or text me, 727-743-7000. 3400.
Okay. And me, you can get a hold of me, 561-333-5367. All right, we'll go on to the next one. 805. Hello, 805. Where are you from? What's your name?
Oh, thanks. And what's your... Thanks. This is Donna in California, and my birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Did you say Donna?
Yes.
Okay. So give me a minute here. I got to compute.
All right. Okay. I'll do a little reading for her while you're putin'.
Okay.
Well, you have an opportunity for adding, like doing a secondary work. You know, it's like cash. So look for that to happen to make a little bit extra money. And you really, really need to start using your creative side. That'll help expand your horizon more and open up doorways for you. Am I making sense?
Yeah, you are. Do you think a move to my sister's is a good idea for me to move there with my sister and my brother-in-law? They're about an hour and a half away.
No.
I got to move for you this year.
To move by yourself?
Oh, no, they give me my own house there.
Yeah. You need your own space.
You've got definitely have a move coming, Donna. And I really feel like you're going to be happy. It's going to be more exciting because you got a lot of things to discover, like in this new area, too. Feel like there might be an opportunity. I don't know if it's a work situation or a business situation coming up April, May, and June, maybe putting some new ideas together, whatever. But I feel like once you get through summer and everything, it's kind of like sky's the limit, really, of getting settled. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we've got these 9 months here. What I love about your chart, though, you don't really like surprises. You're very organized, but you're very loving. You can't stand liars. You don't like to be told what to do, how to do it, where to do it, or when to do it. Is that about right? Yeah. But what I love about you is when you make up your mind to do something or you structure it, you're brilliant. So you need to love yourself and move forward, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So could a move be in a year from now? I'm thinking of maybe staying here a year and going in a year because I kind of look after a blind man right now.
Well, yeah, but you're going to – I feel like July, August, and September – That whole scenario is going to change.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. So I might be moving around that time? You think I'll leave, that early?
I think you'll make a decision because I feel by fall you're going to really make other plans.
To make a decision.
Or start making the preparations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I was told before that I'd be moving too.
Yeah, but it's in your numbers, honey. So.
Yeah.
And okay. Then there's going to be more socialization too once you get moved.
Yep.
But I didn't hear that. What?
More socialization.
Uh-huh.
You're going to be more social.
Oh, good. When I move,
get out and about more.
Okay. When I move, I'll get
there
out
there,
right?
There you go. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, good. All right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. 561. Hi, 561. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday so she can do your numerology?
Connie from Florida. And my birthday.
Hi,
Kelly Jo. My birth date is 7/2/54.
Hey.
You need me to do, I'll do a little buzz reading for her while you're calculating. Doors opening up, new beginnings. You got, the word they're giving me is fresh. So everything's going to be refreshed. So... freshening things up, freshening your life up, a whole new beginning, and it's a new start for you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're
all right, Connie. What I love about you, too, is that you really don't like a lot of drama. Is that about right?
Yes, ma'am.
I know. It's right in your numbers, baby doll. And you've got a tremendous sense of fairness, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what's up, what's down. You're a great problem solver. This year is all going to be about, and I have to kind of jump on what Kelly said, that I get that, too. It's going to be all about retooling. It may have to do with relationships of all different kinds, family relationships, personal relationships, work relationships. And so that's really, really important. And I feel like you're going to have a lot more fun. Starting this summer, I really feel like you're getting really into branching out. Stop being so hard on yourself and stop being so critical. You understand? Nothing's perfect.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've been reading almost 40 years, and I haven't met a happy perfectionist yet. So good, better, best. I always tell my people with this influence in their numbers, good, better, best, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. So stop working on things perfect. There's no perfect. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Kelly Joe.
You're welcome. Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Okay, 610.
Hello?
Hi, 610. Where are you from? What's your name and what's your birthday so you can calculate?
Sure. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Sonia from PA, from Pennsylvania. Birthday 2/15/70.
All right. And I'm going to see what I can pick up on you while she's calculating. Well, you do have a job opportunity coming up. Better money, better benefits. And then you would like probably train people. Also, you have a love interest coming in. It's going to come out of the blue like a lightning bolt.
Okay.
And then you're going to redo all your makeup. You're going to change the color of your makeup.
Okay.
And
I agree with that. Yeah.
And then I also see you changing. You're going to wear more. Not that you have a bad style, but more stylish and more fitted things that shows off your girlish figure.
Yep. That's great. But actually, it's funny that you brought up about the new job opportunity. It's so funny. You're not going to believe this. Guess what? I have accepted a job offer, and today is the day that I provided my 2 weeks' notice. I'm in the process of completing the background check. I mean, I'm hoping everything will go well. Do you see everything else going well?
Oh, it will. No problem. Bada boom, bada bang.
Yeah, because I have no record. You know, that would be a bad thing.
Okay, well, I got your numbers here, and this is all about change this year. I do feel like there's going to be really, this job is going to be very successful for you. It's something like, I don't know if this has been on your goal list, you know, for your goals or whatever, but I really feel like it's meant for you. And I think you're going to excel really well. I agree with Kelly on this relationship or a new relationship coming. I just, and my spirit guide's really a tough marker, but you really have to have lessons learned from your past so that you set new boundaries, okay? You need a non-negotiable list and a what-you-deserve list, okay? And then I think you'll make better choices. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So what are you picking up also? Because I was a bit intimidated by the background check questions and details of questions they're asking me. Like I said, I'm trying to provide the best answers possible because they're going to run it. Do you also see everything going well for me as far as the background check and passing it?
What Spirit tells me is that you need to be sincere and stop questioning, oh, this is pervasive or this is invasive or this is whatever, because somebody else is going to answer those questions. So don't dally and try to jerk it around. Answer the question.
No. Yeah, I will. I will answer them, but they just have to run the check. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't feel a problem with it at all.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Not a problem. You're going to do well. And I really feel like when you get into the fall session or October, November, and December, you're going to feel like a breath of fresh air.
Okay.
So it's really, you know, it's really good. So you're ready for the change, the year of change.
Yep. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Again, how do we get a hold of you? And then I'll say it me, and then we'll do some more.
Okay. The best way is to either call me or text me is the best way to get on my calendar. 727-743-3400. If they want to check my website, it's Psychic Joanne, Joanne Leo.com.
And me, KellyJoePsychic.com, or 561-333-5367. Okay, 845. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday?
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria. I call from New York. My birthday is May 15, 1942.
All right. Well, I'll let her calculate. You're still looking for romance. You'll have a choice of two men. You have an old love that you knew long time ago come back into the picture, and then you also have a new one. So you have a choice of two men. They're both not real tall. One's 5'7", and that's the one that's the old person from long, long time ago. And then the other one's like 5'11". Assuming one has salt and pepper hair and one has pure white hair.
I wanted to ask my question. Is my birthday coming up? You see me going away? I'm going to travel for my birthday?
Oh,
yeah, you're
going to
go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a trip. Are you going to visit family?
Where, in Italy?
Yes. Are you going to visit family?
You see, I'm going to buy property over there?
Well, you have a choice. April, May, and June, there's something of making a decision about spending money. Are you thinking of moving there permanently?
I see.
Are you thinking of staying there permanently once you go visit?
Maybe. Yes. Yeah, I'm going to buy property.
I think you're going to buy property, and I also think that you might just make a decision to stay.
So you see, can I ask something else? You see, I'm going to get a settlement soon.
There's a money situation coming up. You may have an offer in April, May, and June. I don't think it's the right one, but by the year end, you will make a settlement. October, November, December.
We're going to go in Italy. Oh, that's nice. In June. Very nice. And what is this about? I'm not looking for men.
You'll
be surprised. Around you.
I'm not looking for men.
I know that, but they're around you. They're either around you or they ain't.
They're rich. They got the money.
So...
Thank you.
They're around, okay.
Okay, bye-bye, thank you.
All right, thank you. That's funny. All right, 510.
Hello.
Tasha.
My name is.
What's your name?
Tasha. My birthday. Tasha. 6/22/1975.
I'm sorry, honey. Can you repeat that? I missed
it.
Yeah,
you did it fast.
Tasha. 6/22/1975.
Okay. Well, I'll let her calculate. I'll see what I can get on you. What do sunflowers mean to you?
Huh?
What do sunflowers mean to you?
Springtime.
So there's sunflowers around you. There's new beginnings. There's comprehension, joy. Summertime is going to be fabulous for you. And I'm hearing happy, happy, joy, joy. And you've learned your life lessons. So now that you've learned them, you can move forward. You aren't stuckified anymore.
Yay!
What I got for you, Tasha, is number one is this is your, you know, you need to be spontaneous. I really feel like a lot more fun's going to come about this year. I also feel like there's something really good with the work situation or an income situation that's going to, you know, definitely make things better. So it might be a raise, it might be a bonus, it might be a new opportunity. So keep your ears about that. I agree with summer is going to be more of really having, letting you have some fun and exploring new places. And then I feel by the fall, are you in a relationship now, Tasha?
No.
Okay. I feel like there's a new relationship coming towards the fall.
Okay.
But I agree
with Kelly.
When you get into, you know, once, you know, we get past, you know, high school and college, that kind of thing, we evolve and we change and our wants and our desires are different. So I believe in lessons learned. So whatever you learn from the past and then make better decisions in the future, lessons learned.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll make
Thank you.
You're Have welcome. A good night, guys.
You too.
All right. Okay, 856. Let's see. Well, if we don't get to everybody tonight, you'll have to call back, but we're going to try. All right. 856. Hello.
Hello. Hi,
What's
how are
you? What's your name? What's your birthday?
Rosemaria. 1231.
And where are you from?
I'm from Europe or United States.
Oh, neither one. All right. While she's figuring out your birthday, I'll see what I can pick up on you. Well, you are going to be traveling. There's travel all around you. And are you thinking of moving? Because there's a move. So you're going to have a different place to live.
Thinking about it and depends on the other person if they communicate.
So I see you moving. You are going to move. You're going to move within six weeks, 6 months.
It's based on a relationship, which I feel July, August, September. But when I'm looking at this relationship, is it a solid commitment? In other words, do you have a ring and a date?
No, not yet, because he's not communicating. He's not responding to me.
Okay. Well, that's not going to work. Okay. So there's something better for you, and I don't know why you're hung up on this, on the past, because I see a better relationship, a healthier relationship. When somebody doesn't respond or ignores you, to me that's a form of abuse. So I do feel like... have you changed jobs, or are you thinking of changing jobs?
Thinking about it. Depending on the mood and all that stuff.
That's what
there's
I'm getting
at. There's still and there's something way better out there for you. You're going to have an adult-filled relationship, not the silly person you're with now.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Mm-mm. I don't feel like I think you could do a lot better, Rosemaria, to be honest with you. And I feel like there's a better relationship. But you have got to not be so trying to be the fixer all the time. Fixers always wind up victim playing. So.
Yeah. No, it's already been fixed.
Huh? Pardon me?
It's not abuse. It's just there's something else
it's
behind it. So he has to fix the situation before I move. That's what it is.
When somebody's silenced and doesn't respond, that is a form of abuse because it's non-communication. And so at least people with question marks. I bet you have a lot of question marks because that's what I'm getting all around you. And if he's attached to somebody else, it's not going to
nope.
work.
The attachment is me.
Well, then if he's not responding, then he's not attached.
Yeah.
Right, Kelly?
Sorry.
Yeah. That's not a good thing. Well,
no.
But you're going to do what you're going to do, and when you're good and tired of being good and tired, you'll quit doing it when you're good and tired of being good and tired. But you aren't going to stop until you're good and tired. There you go.
I agree.
All right. Good luck. Okay. 863. Hello, 863. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi. This is Julia from Florida.
And what's your birthday?
My birthday is September 16th, 1961.
Okay. While she's calculating, let's see what we see. I see you're always figuring, so sometimes you can just go with the flow. So, you know, and then they're singing that Frozen song, Let It Go.
yeah.
yeah, what I get is don't sweat the small stuff or, you know, definitely letting things take its course, but also making better choices for yourself. I feel like this is a year for you to really kind of sort things through. I feel like you're reorganizing. Are you reorganizing or redecorating or moving, or what are you doing that is centered around your home?
Yeah, I've been actually going through stuff and reorganizing, but I do, I am thinking about making a move, and so that was actually what I wanted to see, if you picked up anything
yeah,
around that.
I get it right here that you've been thinking about it very strongly, and I do feel this is a year for you. If you're going to move, this is the year to do it.
Okay. Do you get a sense of best time?
You've got excellent windows here. So you need to decide on an area or a state or whatever that you're going to do. Have you decided where you're going to go?
Yeah, it's either going to be Kansas or Missouri.
I get Missouri.
Yep, Missouri. Yep.
Missouri, okay.
I got Missouri, yep. Now, do you have family
okay.
in Missouri?
My daughter's thinking about moving there. So her husband's side of the family is there, and so that's kind of what would take me there to be closer to her.
Yeah, well, it's great because I feel like you're going to have a lot more activities around you, too. So I think that's a good thing. And
awesome.
I do feel like you're in a very good cycle right now to do it. So this whole year, it's all about change, and it's all about new beginnings, and it's all about putting the old behind you and moving forward.
Awesome. Yay. That's great.
Yeah,
Lynn, thank you so much.
There's a lot more stuck to do there than here where you are.
Is that...
So you're going to be going to, like, plays and theater and more culture and everything.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need. I need to get out of my rut and get my butt moving. So thank you. Awesome.
There
thank you
go.
So much, ladies.
Welcome.
I appreciate
you're
it.
Welcome.
Okay, 386. Hi, 386.
Hello.
What's
Hello.
Your name?
Hi, this is Cindy. And my
what's your birth?
428-66.
428?
Yes.
Did you say 28?
Yes, 428, 66.
Okay. Are you thinking about taking classes? Because there's learning all around you. There's books. So there's major learning. And then you're going to receive a gift of a piece of artwork. Somebody will get you with a piece of artwork. And you're going to finally get the backyard done, and you're going to do like your little water feature and your little outside living room. You know how you have like a fire pit and nice furniture to sit on, and you can like barbecue out there.
Oh, okay.
And I see you finally getting that done.
Cindy, what I get is making great balancing decisions on how you feel and where you are emotionally this year, too. Does that make sense?
Not exactly.
Okay, well.
What do you mean?
It's all about making the right balance and moves and. You have to be really careful April, May, and June not to speed or to drink and drive because you will get a DUI, honey. But I do feel like that this is
well,
a year for
you. I don't speed or drink, so I don't touch alcohol.
Okay, well, it's just a karmic number that's in your chart this year. So you might be with somebody that's speeding or drinking and driving, so be aware of that. That's not a good spot for you. I do feel like this is success. I do feel like there's more money coming to you. I feel that there's a bonus at the end of the year or some sort of check coming to you that's going to be significant. And I do feel like the summer is going to be your time to really get out there and have some fun.
Okay.
You don't like surprises, so you got to do a lot of planning. Is that pretty much your motive operandi? It's all over your chart. You like organization. You like to plan things. You probably operate by a calendar.
Not too much, but I do both. Like I like to plan things, but I can just do things off the fly too.
Right. But you're an organizer. That pretty much runs through your chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what
I like being organized and having things organized.
You're not the type of person I'd throw a surprise party for either.
Right.
Okay. but this is a good year as far as balancing, making choices, following your intuition is another good one.
Okay.
Yeah, you're really psychic.
Do you see anything relationship-wise?
Well, it could be this summer, but I think you need to get your head straight of what lessons you've learned and not to pick the same kind of person.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I'm very picky.
Well, you have to have a non-negotiable as well. Being really picky, you know, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm doing this work for as many years as I have. You can find everybody that you think is on your list and you hate the way they hold their fork or chew their food and you dismiss them and they're perfect for you. So you can be overanalyzing too. That's not good.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I was cutting out a little bit. I didn't want the background noise. So.
But I do see you having a summer.
I'm sorry?
I see a summer romance.
Nice. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good night. All right. Thank you, Joanne. 216.
Oh, okay.
Hi, 216. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your birthday? Hello, hello. I guess that's it. 216, hello.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, what's your name?
Hello?
What's your birthday?
7/16/58.
All right. Well,
the first name?
What you're doing right now is you're purging everything out of your life. People place some things that don't serve you anymore, and you're getting ready to have a huge, big change happen in your life. So be open. Don't close down because you say no to a lot of stuff. Quit doing that.
Okay, yeah, I know I'm planning to move. In fact, I got my train ticket and just working on getting the extra money's income to move into New Mexico.
Oh, good.
And I want to do this in May, but there's been some delays. I thought I was going to be there in January of this year. I've been on the wait list for the income-based housing, but like I'm 600 and something on one list and 400 and something on the other. So, but the difficulty, challenges I've been of getting work from home that's legit. I got my PC computer, but I use a library wireless Wi-Fi hotspot, and a lot of these work from home companies. The jobs, they want you to have cable and or fiber optics or all that, and I can't afford that.
Yeah, you don't have to have cable, but you can just get an internet service. And there are some that are, I think T-Mobile's offering one now that's supposed to be reasonable, and Spectrum has one, and there's a couple of them that, but the T-Mobile one is supposed to be really inexpensive or whatever because you're going to limit your opportunity. I do feel like you're going to hear something legal April, May, and June. So the unfortunate thing that you know is that the state that you want to move to, everybody and their brother's moving there. Okay, so
yeah,
that's why the looks are off the chart. But I feel like. You'll hear something, but you may not have the move done till the summer. But you're going to have to look at that you can make more money. And I don't think you're looking at the big picture here because I think if you got internet service, you'd be able to get a better paying job to get out of this rut. Okay, I think you're not seeing the forest between the trees here.
That's what I can afford because this one job I have, it only pays me $9 a day.
Well, then you need a different job.
You need a better job.
That's what I'm working on, trying to get these five
jobs. Start applying for it. You will get a better job if you get out, break the old habit here and start applying. Put out five resumes a day or make five contacts a day. $9 a day, by God, another case.
I've been applying. Okay, where I'm currently at now, in the city I'm in now, the building, the owners, they do all these inspections, but obviously they're not fixing anything in here because my income, you know, has obtained the lowest amount of rent. So they want to rent and get this place to get all the money they can, but they can't illegally. They tried to illegally evict me last year. And like I said, they're not doing any repairs. And I was like, okay, whatever. So like I said, I'm teaching myself, you know, new skills and plus online English tutoring. I'm taking a course with that next month. And then
The money will increase, but you need to get a different job, okay? And you need to really think about if you pay, let's say, $45 or $55 a month for internet service, there, nobody's going to hire you with a hotspot in a library. It's too vulnerable. It's not going to happen. So you have to protect yourself and get a internet service and get a higher paying job, and then you won't have problems paying for the internet.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. 720. Hi, 720. What's your name? Your birthday?
My name is Laura, and my birthday is December 2nd,
1974.
All right. Did you say Laura?
Laura. With the L.
Yeah, I got it. Laura.
You got a trip coming up. And then there's getting together with girlfriends you haven't seen in like 15, 20 years. So that's going to happen.
Yeah, I do have a trip.
And then you're also going to meet, are you married now?
I am.
You know, I see you guys going together on a trip with a couple, so that'll be fun too.
Okay, that'll be good.
Taking a couple trips. And your resurgence of love, you and your husband are going to have more fun, and there you go. Go ahead, Joanne.
April, May, and June, Laura, there's something that would require a contract or legal document, so make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's, but I feel that it'll be in your favor, okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you're selling something, buying something, trading something,
yeah.
Trading something,
yeah,
or whatever.
We're renting right now, and
you're going to buy a house.
Yeah, but will it be where I am, or will it's in Colorado or Washington, D.C.?
I feel Washington, D.C. I don't know why.
I
Virginia,
agree.
Yeah.
I feel Washington, D.C. But I don't feel that you'll live in Washington, D.C. You'll live on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, we'll live in Virginia, probably.
And more money.
Yes.
Definitely
from
more
a husband's
money.
Job.
Yeah. And I think it'll be really good. And I think you're going to really enjoy it. And I think next year is really going to be where you're going to come into your own thing, too.
Okay, good, because I've been subbing, and I want something of my own more, but I'm just kind of lost in that area a little bit.
Yeah, but wait till the fall. It'll start clicking along, and you'll start seeing how things will just start evolving for you.
Okay.
Because you definitely will get your own thing, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, you guys.
You're welcome.
We got a couple more people. If we get cut off, you guys will have to call next. We're going to try to get to you. All right. 914. Hey, 914. What's your name? What's your birthday? Hello?
Hello?
What's your name?
Hello?
What's your birthday?
Oh, hi. My name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York. My birthday is June 26, 1975.
Is that Catherine with a C or a K?
A C.
Okay. That's how I spelled it. Isn't that amazing? Maybe I'm psychic. What do you think?
I think.
Yeah.
Decisions, and more decisions.
Yeah.
That's what I really feel here. Now, also, too, be careful. I don't know if you have a heavy foot or whatever. Watch your speed or don't drink and drive April, May, and June. There could also be a contract. Anything to do with legal could be a work contract, could be contracts or whatever, but that's just in that vein there, and that's a karmic number, so heed what I'm saying there. I really get by the fall, you're just going to be a happy camper, clicking your heels, because I feel like there's more money, a bonus, or some sort of incentive trip.
Wow.
What do you get, Cal?
I'm getting that you might even do your own counseling, like consultant, and you'll get paid independently. So that looks like could happen. And there's purchase of land, a blank piece of land, and that's for the future. And then also savings for the Your Old Lady Fund.
Wow. Oh, that's excellent.
So here you go.
Wow. I was wondering, the karmic contract, is that a good thing?
That's a life lesson that you needed to learn.
Ah. Wow.
We all have lessons to learn, because when I do full charts, you created your blueprint. Your name on your birth certificate and your birth date is how you're registered in heaven. You made a whole map. My job is to interpret it.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you. We got one more call.
Thank
and I hope you have a great night. Thank everybody that called in tonight. We'll do the one more person, 561.
Hi, my name's Gail.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Gail, G-A-I-L, and my birthday is January 15th, 1962.
Okay. Well, this is a powerful year for you this year, Gail. So you
Yay.
Need to take advantage of it, yes, because it's a master number.
Okay.
So it's really like a little boost from heaven. If you do the right things, of course it comes with a lot of responsibility when it's a master number. But if you don't lie, cheat, steal, scam, whatever, it takes you to the moon. So set your goals.
Right.
Go after what you want, because you could accomplish it very easily this year.
Sweet.
Now, are you in a relationship now?
No.
Okay. I feel like there's a relationship coming this summer.
Relationship.
So get your non-negotiable list going here of what you deserve and what's important. And in order to have a healthy relationship, I teach that there's three things. The first thing is trust. The second is respect, which is a two-way street. You need to respect yourself and the other person. And the third thing is communication. If you get those three things, it's workable. And it's long-lasting.
I agree.
Make your non-negotiable list. Make your what you deserve list, and you'll be much clearer making better choices.
Great.
And it'll hit right out of the blue light like a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
So the relationship, you mean?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're
Have
welcome.
A good... I want to thank you, Joanne, for coming on the show. I wish you many blessings. I will have you on again. And
thank you.
We'll see everybody in the future. Thank you. Blessings. Good night.
Blessings.